I would probably say so. Yeah, this is from my pro football career. It was definitely big. And sorry, I don't have a voice right now, but what a feeling. You know, we were all just kind of sitting around at the end taking knees. We were like, is this real? Is this happening? You know, we fought so hard and, you know, playing so bad in the first half, coming out in that second half and playing like we did offensively and defensively really says a lot about this team.
Did you lose your voice out there or in there?
I lost my voice this past couple days with a little cold, but, you know, it didn't help it out there.
I think your chances were at halftime. I mean, down 26-3.
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us probably thought that we were pretty frustrated. You know, we knew that there's a chance we could do it, but you know, I think more of the conversation at halftime was, let's be men right now. Let's be men and let's show what we're made of. Show our pride. Go out there and execute the way we know how to. Some was said about winning, but you know, I think we told each other we had to look down deep and dig ourselves out of a hole from that first half playing so bad. So that says a lot about our guys.
Did you feel any extra pressure in that first half when you're playing in front of probably a lot of family and friends?
Yeah, I don't think any pressure came from that, but you know, I played pretty poor in the first half, and you know, it just couldn't really get in a rhythm, and I was kind of having, you know, a little bit of difficulty seeing the field. And you know, I was, that first half I was still sticking on my first one or two guys too long, waiting for them to get open. And that's what we saw on the pick. You know, they just needed to take what they give me. And but you know, I don't think any pressure came from anything. I just was having a hard time getting a rhythm.
For you, what was the moment that the game shifted?
That first drive, I think it was the first play of the second half. We busted a big run, and you know, we take a lot of pride in our running game here. And for us to get that big run, I think we all kind of felt a little momentum, and then we got a touchdown a couple plays later. And you know, we knew that if our defense could get some stops, that you know, we had a chance to make this thing close. And we kind of were talking on the sideline, like, let's just bring this thing to the wire. Let's get this thing to the fourth quarter in the last couple minutes.
What if you're the quarterback the rest of the way? You're the guy that takes this team to the playoffs. Have you considered that?
Not really, because I really have been, you know, I know it's cliche, but I really have been trying to take it one game at a time and not think about what's going on, because, you know, everyone hopes that Aaron's back. So it's one of those things that I don't anticipate being the guy going forward. You know, I would anticipate Aaron getting healthy. And, that's what we're all hoping for, and that's what I'm hoping for.
Matt, have you ever seen any doubt in any of your guys' eyes in the second half at all?
No, not at all. I saw frustration in the first half. I saw frustration, and I probably had it on my face too. And but you know, I think after that first drive in the second half was big for us, because you know, we all started believing, and you know, we just kept grinding. We tell each other, you know, just don't try to do anything heroic. Don't try to make any big plays. Just do what we do. Play within the system, and good things will happen.
What was the difference in the second half, just in terms of the passing game? Were you protection, receivers more open, or as you say, were you getting on your reads a little quicker?
Well, you know, I think all aspects were hitting a lot better. But, you know, me myself, I just felt, I don't know, I just felt like I was seeing things better. Felt like I was in more of a rhythm. And when that happens, you know, for whatever reason, the ball comes off your hand better. And, you know, I just decided, you know, I just said, don't play safe. Don't try to go out there and just play like you're in practice. Read your defense, play football, and have fun.
I know you're always confident you can come back, but have you ever had a game like this in the past where for a half you score 3 points and in the second half you score touchdowns on every time you touch the ball?
Yeah, that was a pretty bad first half, for sure. You know, it was a crazy turnaround from the first half to the second half. Obviously, the points speak for themselves. And also defensive came out and they played great, made stops, got a couple of picks that, you know, really were the reason we got opportunities to score points. We were getting the ball in the good field position, and they gave us a real shot. So, you know, again, kind of like I said last week, this one feels so great because it was such a team victory. It wasn't one-sided. it was offense and defense both stepping up in that second half and really kind of feeding off each other.
How much of that second half was a function of you having consecutive starts and getting that many more reps with the first team?
Yeah, definitely that second half I started feeling a lot more comfortable. Just, you know, every time you play games, every time you get reps, you get more and more comfortable with just the game of football. Things, you hear it all the time, things start slowing down, things you start seeing things a lot better. And I kind of felt like that last week, and then the first half that I just kind of all went out the window for whatever reason it was. And, you know, I got to kind of look inside myself and see what caused that, because we can't let something like that happen again.
What does this game mean to you? You've had big games before, obviously the Lions game at home, but this is back in your home state, a lot of your family in attendance as well.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think any of us can really explain the feeling we have right now. I think it'll probably set in a little while about kind of what we did, but we were all, me and the linemen, we were just kind of sitting there in the locker room and kind of just looking around like what just happened. I mean, we didn't really, I guess we weren't really processing it, but, you know, I know that we we did have a really big comeback, and we all realize that, and it's something to definitely learn from. I mean, definitely grow from. You know, but for me personally, it was it's very, very satisfying, obviously, you know, especially, you know, being a Cowboy fan my entire life. It's obviously fun to come in and come to Texas. You got a bunch of family here and get a win. So
just everything you've gone through this year between Oakland and Buffalo and now this, what a crazy way this is all turning out for you.
Yeah, this has been a wild ride this year. You know, 2013's been crazy for me. And, you know, I take a lot of, you know, personal satisfaction from a game like this and a win like this. And, you know, for whatever reason, you know, God has blessed me with opportunities. And I've been just trying to work hard and forget about the negative things, forget about, you know, things people say, whatever it is, and focus on the good, focus on what an amazing blessing I have. So,
I mean, has that stuff driven you these past few weeks?
I mean, I'd be lying if I said it didn't. But I can't really verbalize, you know, exactly what, you know, I feel inside or emotions are inside. But I just know that I'm very, very blessed and very lucky to be in this locker room with these guys right now.